say that the youth voted against you, how do you know?
You could see that in the general movement of age groups.
The people who came to your meeting?
Yeah, meetings and the people who went across to the street. And green caps and green clothes and the washing residents. You go to a house, or you go to a place and you argue. And you find a group of people standing around you. You generally find that even the parent and the mother is more accepting your political, you know, the fact that you say, look, the government has not been able to face up to your economic problems. Your rice cut, your whole entire chili cut, your home front. You are in difficulties. Isn't it? It is true, difficulties. Then when you go to a hospital, it's the same. And therefore, the normal standards of living are getting more and more regressed. The older person is ready to accept. You see? But they are.
You mean when you go to houses, there's a lot of discussion.
I'll be back.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yes. I'll be back. It's a very often, you see, you don't leave a house because it is UNP. Unless, of course, he's a leader of the UNP group in the area. Then the other person who goes with you says, oh, it's useless going there. I mean, you've got to go there. We'll put a leaflet. He's unlikely to put a leaflet. It's a waste. That type of thing. But if you find a person who is not with you but is neutral in the sense of a vote at the moment, then you go there. You find when you start talking, a number of people come. And then you also ask, them, can you, have you got any questions to ask? Now you ask any questions, I'll be able to answer you. You see? Then, now I'll tell you, frankly, there was no question that the UNP could ask from me. I used to say, now tell me whether I'm telling the truth or not, on the basis of petty cultivation or on the basis of anything. I say, take the basis of petty cultivation. What use of giving land to big companies, getting more tractors, and getting tractors over to private companies to hire out to you? No, this is not conducive to the growth of peasantry, which is a small farm, because 85% are only less than 2 acres of land. You see. So that you tell them all this, and then I ask them, isn't it true, the rice cut? Now you may say that you are getting free rice. But then, are you starving? No, you are a peasant, you say you have paddy, you eat. But earlier what did you do? You used the paddy from the rice from the ration. You ate that for 50 cents. And you sold your 2 measures at 70 cents a measure, 140. But today, you get 1 measure free, all right. The other measure you buy at 110, 120. Then what happens? Your 1 measure becomes 60 cents for you, because the extra measure that you buy becomes 60 cents. But then you bought, you had 2 measures for 60 cents. And your own paddy which you had, you sold for higher prices in order to get your other stuff.
I thought the prices had increased. For a little while, after the cut, the market price.
Market price increased, but they will not get the market price increase. The middleman gets that market price. But say, even if they get it, they'll say 120, 130 in the villages, unlike in the city, urban area. They don't get more than 110, 120. But then they keep 1 measure more for themselves now, to extra measure, otherwise they have to starve.
Yes, which they can't sell.
Which they can't sell. But earlier they had both measures for 50 cents. So then when they keep that 1 measure, it's 120 that they are keeping back. Then what about the chili? You get 3 ounces of chili for a book. So you have 5%, you get 15 ounces. 15 ounces of chili, 1 pound of chili for the whole month, for your household. That is for your beetle eating, beetle chewing. You and I may be able to manage, we also can't manage 1 pound, but still. But beetle chewing people certainly can't. Because, you know, their whole mouth is sensitive and insensitive, I mean. So that they won't put more chili than we do. So all this they have to go to the black market. The rest they can buy at this at 165, this at 350 and more. When it comes to coriander, garlic, you see. So in all those things. So you ask them. And you will find invariably, as I found, young people, they come. It's true what you say, but we are not voting for you because we are voting for the man from the area. Why are you voting for the man from the area? What's the reason you vote for him? Oh, he's the man who will understand our problems, not a man from outside. But Seaman, this man is not going to your side. He's going to go to the side of the UNP. And when the UNP raises its hand to do the rice cut, the ration cut, etc., he can't say, my people are suffering and therefore I can't work with you. So it's a question of size. It's not a question of your... Oh, we are not concerned about that. He's our man, he's from the village. He's our man, in the sense of he doesn't use the word caste, but he implies very strongly. We come from that community, we prefer him. And invariably the person who has answered back, anywhere, is between the ages of 18 and 20. Excepting the leader of the UNP, who is generally the very opposite. 56-year-old, 58-year-old, 59-year-old man.
In your electioneering at Agalabad, what methods did you...
End of interview.